which got me into a little bit of trouble.
That's not even funny.
Can't believe we came up with a whole episode, pretty much.
I'd be like, all right, I got 10 minutes. I'd run to the computer, fucking pull my pants down.
The fire is dying.
I can't even say it. So stupid.
Mr. Yorick!
Welcome to the But You're Wrong podcast. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Padilla.
We now join the But You're Wrong podcast, already in progress.
Should we address the elephant in the room that is our Yelp review being taken down?
Oh, yeah.
I guess it was, okay. There were a lot of red flags in it.
Yeah, there was a couple.
I'm not upset that they took it down. I'm just very disappointed.
I guess maybe like the line about it reeking of non-consensual sex.
I think. Okay, here's the thing. I read the review to other people, and they told me that that was their favorite line in the whole thing.
Yeah.
I think that was the thing that did it, though.
It was that, and I'm not sure if the mentioning of the deceased manager helped.
Really? You don't think Sandy helped the...
No, it was great, and it was hilarious, but I feel like it went along to... I don't know. To prove that maybe our review was a little facetious.
Here's my question, though. If I repost the review, and what if... Well, wait. 16 other reviews that are not currently recommended. Oh, no. Our review is still there. It's just not recommended.
Oh, really? It is there?
Yeah, so if you go to the Falmouth Inn page in Yelp,
okay,
and you go through all the reviews, at the bottom, it says 16 other reviews that are not currently recommended.
Oh.
Our review is the most recent, and it is still there, but it is not a recommended review.
Huh, I don't like that.
Well,
what if I went on as me and, maybe if I said I found it useful or something?
Maybe. I don't know how you would do that on here. I'm trying to see. Maybe you have to be logged in to find this review useful. Or maybe that's like a Yelp guy thing.
Yeah, I'll go on there and make sure that I
Yeah, so maybe that's what we need to do. If you're on Yelp or if you want to sign up for Yelp, go on there, search for the Falmouth Inn. You might have to change your area and say near Falmouth. But our review will be on there. See if there's a way to recommend it or say, "Hey, this was useful to me." Maybe that's what you have to do.
Yeah. I'm going to see if I can do that.
I mean, it's such a well-written review. Cuz if it wasn't still on there, I was going to repost it as a 5-star review just to see what would happen.
Huh. It's not letting me make a comment on it.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, or say that, like, I found it useful or whatever. Because I do find it useful. I find it very useful.
Do you think it got flagged because it was from Quincy, Massachusetts?
It didn't help.
Oh, man. Yeah, you know what? This isn't... Quincy, Massachusetts, Little Falls, New Jersey, Washington, D.C., Somerville, Massachusetts.
Yeah, yeah, it's all gross places.
Yeah. Chicago. Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah.
One of these has probably got to be from Detroit, too.
Camden, New Jersey.
Yeah, yeah.
New Jersey.
There's no cops there.
No cops? Yeah.
Cape May Courthouse, New Jersey. What the fuck is that?
What is it?
Cape May Courthouse, New Jersey.
Oh, I know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's on the bottom right, the part, the bottom right. You know, like, it's sticking out in the like, you go all the way down the coast.
No, what I know. I know what Cape May is. I've never heard of Cape May Courthouse.
Yeah, it's like at the base of that cape.
Oh, there's just like a little area of it called Courthouse?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think it's its own little township.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like before you get like out onto the cape.
So speaking of that one, let's revisit this for a brief moment here. Teresa D., Cape May Courthouse. Warning, warning, do not stay here. You're better off sleeping in your car, which I think is what somebody said last time we were reading reviews.
Yeah.
It's safer. This had to be the most disgusting place I've ever been to. The 14-inch TV with no working remote was but a small indicator. The sheets were stained, which looked like blood on the pillowcase. As my husband brushed his teeth, he laughed and said his feet were getting washed too. A huge leak under the sink which sprayed onto his feet. This is a terribly written review, but I mean, she's from New Jersey, so
yeah.
A huge leak under the sink which sprayed onto his feet. The mattress squeaked and seemed well used. This was confirmed with the screams and moans through the night.
Oh, that's awesome. As
well as people running through the halls in and out of the building, through the unsecured doors out to the parking lot, which actually they were secured when we
were
there.
Yeah, you had to have a room key to get in.
This was 2011, though.
Oh, so, yeah, they may have upgraded.
I didn't sleep at all, checking on our vehicle out the window, and also thinking about the bed I was trying to sleep in. The place really skeeved me out. Never again will I stay there. Really gross.
So, I have a slight issue. So, she was constantly looking out the window to check on her car, yet earlier she said that it would have been safer if she slept in the car. Which is it?
Ooh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Fucking Teresa D.
Yeah, just shut up, Teresa D.
You lying sack of shit, you.
Yeah, she doesn't know what she wants. She doesn't know what's good for her.
Oh, man. All right, so what are we talking about in this episode? Do you have that article about the pants full of meat?
Yeah.
Do you want to do that?
Yeah, let me throw it out there for you.
Because I don't think I have any more stories about a gun in a vagina.
Okay. Well, I got this little story here. I found it in a couple different places, but this is a decent article from myfoxny.com.
Oh, nice.
From Croton on Hudson, which I think is just a little bit north of the city. It says a New York supermarket employee has been accused of leaving the store with $1,200 worth of meat hidden in his pants.
Bullshit.
Bullshit what?
$1,200 worth of meat in the
pants? Yeah. All right,
go on, and then
State police say Gregory Rodriguez of Ossining? 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 Whatever.
I think it might just be Ossing.
Ossing? No, it can't be.
Ossing?
It's Ossining.
Ossining? Yeah, Ossining? Ossining?
Osinning? Yeah, whatever. You know what? I don't care. Whatever. Is charged with fourth degree grand larceny.
Fourth degree grand larceny?
Yeah. Not just larceny, but grand larceny. Not any degree, fourth degree.
But first degree is the worst, right?
I feel like fourth is probably the worst.
Well, because in murder...
Oh, first degree is
first
the worst.
First is worse. Second degree... I don't know what second degree is. Third
second
degree.
Is the best.
Third is something. Fourth...
You know what? I'm thinking it more in, like... Yeah, because I think when it, in legal terms, the lower the number, the worse it is, as opposed to, say, like...
Like burns.
Medical, yeah, that's what I was thinking. In medical terms, a fourth degree burn is worse than a first degree.
Yeah, see, I think of it in legal terms, where third degree, they're just like, well, he killed this guy, but it was because he came home and found the guy sleeping with his wife, so he immediately killed the guy. So that's, like, third degree murder. But, like, first degree, like, you planned it out. I'm still always confused by what second degree is, because it's somewhere between there.
All right. So I don't think there's anything as such as third degree. Would I think that's manslaughter, but second.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. Because but in some places it is called third degree.
Okay. So second degree is murdering with intent, but not premeditated. So if I had a son, right, and I go in to check on my son, and you're in my son's room and you're molesting him, and I go back into my room, grab a shotgun, come back and blow you away, I might be found guilty of second degree murder because it was a snap judgment and I still murdered you,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't premeditated.
So here, this is according to Wikipedia, so it's semi-reliable. There is first degree, second degree, and voluntary manslaughter, also referred to as third degree murder.
Okay.
I think it's one of those things that depends on the state. It is sometimes called heat of passion, which is what you're describing. Is an intentional killing that involved no prior intent to kill.
Yeah.
And which was committed under such circumstances that would cause a reasonable person to become emotionally or mentally disturbed, such like you described.
Yeah. So,
second degree is an intentional murder with malice aforethought, but is not premeditated or planned in advance.
Okay.
That's the one that always confuses me, because it's... You have malice towards the person, You've had malice towards that person for a while, and then you've chosen to just kill them, but... You didn't plan it out. Like, there were no steps that planned
right,
out.
Maybe.
Like, let's say that I hated you.
Yeah.
And I hated you for quite some time, and there's some record of it.
Right.
And then finally, one day, I snap and I kill you.
Yeah, one day, I show up at your house, and I just start peeing on your rug. And you're just like, fuck! And then you just kill me.
But I might be able to prove that as voluntary manslaughter.
It's possible.
Because you peed on my rug.
Yeah, but I didn't physically attack you. I just peed on a rug. It's a rug.
Right, but, like, you know, maybe my grandmother gave me that rug, and it was the last thing she gave me.
Yeah, I don't know that that's going to change the degree of murder.
I don't know. I might be.
I mean, you could tell the judge that it really tied the room together.
Look, I might be able to say voluntary manslaughter. But, like, we're at the movies or something, and I run into you, and then I immediately just, like, stab you in the heart.
Yeah.
That could be, I guess, second degree. First degree would be, like, I lure you to a place, and I have it planned out where I'm going to kill you, and I know where I'm going to bury you, and I hide the body in this place. I think that's, like, first degree.
Yeah, because I think first degree, they'd kind of, like, determine that you're kind of a sick dude.
Yeah, like
whereas second degree, you're like, well, I can almost see it.
The big thing for first degree murder is like the planning of it. So like, if they go into my Google history and they're just like, how to kill Greg DiNicola is one of the things I typed into Google.
Yeah,
they're gonna be like, oh well, this was premeditated.
Right. But if all they see is you searching porno and, you know, then they'll be like, well, he's just, he just went crazy.
Yeah, he just, he seems like a reasonable person. The guy peed on his rug. I think it's just voluntary manslaughter.
Yeah.
Or third degree murder, depending on the thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, so
oh, yeah.
What's fourth degree grand larceny? Is, I think,
fourth the degree. It must be larceny that's not awful. Oh, it is a lot of money, though.
But, know? Okay.
$1,200. I wonder if it's different because it's food. You know? Like, as opposed to stealing a watch, which is not a necessity. Now, obviously, stealing, like, I mean, I don't know exactly what he stole here, like, but obviously, like, filet mignon is not a necessity.
But, okay, but fourth degree is pretty low down. I feel like if you're taking a necessity, it should be a higher grand larceny.
No, I'm saying, like, it's a necessity, like if you stole a loaf of bread. You know, like, that's a necessity, like, you need to eat. Like, I wonder if food is considered a lesser crime.
Oh, so is that why it's called, like, wait, what state was this in?
New York.
Oh, here's the penal code for grand larceny in the fourth degree in New York. A person is guilty of grand larceny in the fourth degree when he steals property and when, one, the value of the property exceeds $1,000. Boom.
Okay.
The property consists of a public record, writing, or instrument kept. What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know.
Filed or deposited according to law with or in the keeping of... Oh, whatever.
All right, yeah, over $1,000.
The property consists of secret scientific material.
Oh, yeah.
Man, this meat is so scientific. The property consists of a credit card or debit card. The property, regardless of its nature and value, is taken from the person of another. Maybe he stole the meat off an old lady.
Tempted by the fruit of another.
Tempted by the fruit of... That was the best text you sent me the other day when you were just like, I like singing it in the Myers voice. And I was just like, oh my God.
Yeah, I was just... I just, for some reason, I just started singing Fly Like an Eagle in that voice. It was great.
Because you started doing, like, and then I had the idea you do, like, Hollywood themes with it. And
yeah.
It's like, oh. Because you could do anything.
No, well, the possibilities are limitless. Right.
Goldfinger. He's the man. The man with the Midas touch. Or... You could go maybe a little bit newer. That's the power of love, kid.
Okay.
Hang on. Let me see if there's anything else or if it's just because it's over $1,000. Regardless of net values, maybe another. By extortion, consists of one or more firearms. Exceeds $100 and the property consists of a motor vehicle. No. The property consists of a scroll, religious vestment, a vessel, an item comprising a display of religious symbols which forms a representative expression of faith or other miscellaneous item of property which A has a value of $100. But that's a weird one. So I guess religious shit. You know what? They probably did that because people were stealing the baby Jesus out of.
Oh yeah, out of the manger.
Yeah, the property consists.
Love when that happens.
The property consists of an access device which the person intends to use unlawfully to obtain telephone service.
Did it say that?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Wow, you think like people putting slugs into the payphones?
Maybe. Or maybe just people stealing phones.
Maybe.
I think that covers just people stealing cell phones. And then the last one, number 11. The property consists of anhydrous ammonia or liquefied ammonia gas, and the actor intends to use or knows another person intends to use such anhydrous ammonia or liquefied ammonia gas to manufacture methamphetamine.
Wow. That is just extremely specific.
That's way too much. That's why they left it till number 11.
I guess. Well.
Okay, so the guy shows.
Fourth degree grand larceny.
Okay.
Rodriguez works at the A&P
in Austin.
That's a... We don't have any A&Ps.
Oh, the fucking A&P. That's all over New Jersey and New York. The A&P. Yeah. Fuck.
Police were called Monday about the theft. Rodriguez was arrested on Tuesday. A state police spokeswoman, Trooper Melissa McMorris, says the theft occurred in one day. She did not know if it involved more than one trip to the store. Uh-huh.
Wait, did you say the guy was an employee or?
Yes, he was an employee.
Okay.
Let's see. This one. He was arraigned Tuesday night. Blah, blah, blah. He has no lawyer. No plea was entered. I want to hear more about how he put it in the pants.
The meat. And we want to know about the meat in the pants.
And I heard. Let's see. You feel like you got to imagine the New York Post must have some sort of hilarious article. They're always funny. Okay, this might be better here. ABC News.
Oh, that's about the one that I was about to pull up. Let's see what mm-hmm. article were you originally looking at?
I was looking at the My Fox New York.
I'm gonna look at IndyStar News and see if anything else comes up. Can I tell a quick story about the A&P?
Yeah.
So for whatever reason, so growing up, my parents always made iced tea for dinner. Like that was the accompaniment dinner drink.
Okay.
It was always iced tea. And then they would always get into a thing about who made it better. And my dad would go, oh, your mom makes it better. And my mom would go, oh, your dad makes it better. Because neither one of them really wanted to make it, so they would just say the other one always made it better.
Right.
But they only really ended up liking the A&P brand iced tea mix.
Oh boy, so they have to go get it from the A&P?
Yeah, they have to get it from the A&P. Which is a dwindling business in their area of New Jersey, although there is one in Kenilworth, New Jersey, in order to get onto the parkway.
The Garden State Parkway?
The Garden State Parkway. Speaking of which, just speaking of Parkway and saying things like you're from Boston, I watched Transformers recently.
Oh, boy.
I was disappointed by Marky Mark not sticking to the Boston accent the entire time, because sometimes he would have it.
Yeah.
But he really worked hard to stop the R sounds from disappearing.
Oh.
So he would have it, but he was from Texas also, by the way. So he would have, but he would have the R sounds, but the rest of it he wouldn't have, it would still be kind of be a Boston accent.
Huh. Yeah, well, he's not a very good actor.
I mean, he did make the movie slightly more enjoyable than if The Rock had been cast in it, but I'm just saying.
Right.
Because I really, every time I see it pop up, and I see the trailer for it, and he's like, guys, I think we just found a Transformer. All I hear is, guys, I think we just found a Transformer. I think.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, we got to help Optimus Prime, okay?
Guy. It's a Transformer.
These are the fucking Autobots, all right? We got to fucking help them.
Yeah.
And then it's like his daughter's in it, and they do a whole weird thing, and he's just like, And then he finds out his daughter had a boyfriend, and the boyfriend gets involved. And he's like, well, you got a fucking, you got a boyfriend? Well, what he says is, no, you have a boyfriend. But what I want him to say is, what do you mean you got a fucking boyfriend? You're my fucking daughter. Why do you have a fucking boyfriend?
You better not be sleeping with him.
You suck his dick down in Southeast Station? She's like, no, we're in Texas right now. Oh, right, I forgot, sorry.
So what was it? Was it bad, though?
What was bad?
The movie.
It was really fucking long. It would have been better. It would have been the best Transformers movie out of the previous three if it had been shorter. It's almost 3 hours long.
God damn.
It's really long, but Marky Mark does make it the most enjoyable of the four.
Really?
I don't like Shia LaBeouf.
I didn't mind him.
Because here's the thing. He's a bit of a poof. Oh, also, John Goodman does the voice of one of the Autobots.
Oh, really?
Yes. One of the Autobots that miraculously appears that wasn't somehow in the other three movies. Like, even when they had the huge battle in Chicago, you know, all the Autobots came out and faced all the Destructicons and everything happened. Somehow,
Decepticons.
What'd I say?
Destructicons.
Decepticons. Same thing. Even when this happened, John Goodman's Autobot did not appear in any of those sequences.
Maybe he was hibernating.
Maybe. I don't know. It's fucking weird. All of a sudden, they're just like, hey, here's an Autobot that sounds like John Goodman. Although the one thing I did like, John Goodman's voice, and then later on, Bumblebee, who speaks in clips that he gets from the internet, apparently. He just is always on YouTube pulling clips in order to express himself. Because nobody in three movies or four movies has figured out how to fix his voice box.
Yeah.
They're just like, Bumblebee, calm down. And he goes, I'm calmer than you are.
Does he really?
Yeah, and John Goodman's voice from Big Lebowski. Oh, no, sorry, he doesn't say calmer than you are. He says, I'm perfectly calm, dude.
Nice.
But he still says it from the Big Lebowski, and I was like, that's pretty sweet. I like that. So, I like John Goodman. Marky Mark is better than Shia LaBeouf.
Does the John Goodman Autobot look like John Goodman, kinda?
He is a big guy.
He's a big man?
He's a big'un.
Yeah, that's good. It should be.
But it's pretty good. Again, I'm gonna be honest. Best out of it's my favorite out of the four, and I would definitely watch it again. But it's really long.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to the guy with the meat in his pants.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to. You know what part of the problem is?
Is there just not enough information on this guy?
Yeah, the first time. Hold on here.
All the articles I'm finding are really short.
I know that.
Should we just mix shit up then? I mean, we're not a news podcast, so we can just make shit up if we want.
You know, the first time I heard the story was on the radio, and they were telling the story, and they seemed to have a bunch more details. Like, they were talking about, like, how he attached it and everything. How much the meat, like, they were saying, like, where he planned to, like, sell it to someone or something. But I can't find any articles with all that info. Maybe they were making it up. I don't know.
It could have been. So, here's my question, though. How did he get to $1,200 worth of meat?
It must have been good meat. Although, does the A&P sell good meat?
Well, here's my question, though. Was he selling, like, deli meat? Like, big cuts of deli meat?
I don't know. See, like, my mind immediately goes to steak when I hear $1,200.
Right, but that's a fucking lot of steak.
It is. How could you fit all that in your
like,
pants?
Even if you go, okay, you go to fucking Walmart.
Yeah.
And even if you get like the really choice meat, it's like, you know, you get a package that's like maybe $18.
Mm-hmm.
So that's he still has to have like here, I'll just do the math here. So it's $1,200 by we'll say $18. He has to stuff like 67 cuts of meat in his pants.
I saw the picture of this guy. He's not big.
So maybe. Oh wait! Here's a slightly longer article. This is from Examiner.com.
Oh yeah.
And a story that almost begs for a comedic straight man to react to the person telling it. Gregory Rodriguez of Ossingen. What did we say?
Ossining.
New York is facing charges of fourth degree grand larceny after being caught to steal. $1,200 worth of meat. CBS New York reported today that Rodriguez was arrested Tuesday with the meat and is being held without bail. Because he could be a flight risk.
Yeah.
Is being held without bail. Authorities were made aware of the purloined meat on Monday, though the theft is supposed to have occurred within the same 24-hour period. It was not indicated by New York State Police whether Rodriguez had all the meat in his pants at one time.
Wow.
This is Chelsea Montgomery with the Examiner.com. Did he have all the meat in his pants at one time? We don't know.
No comment.
Yeah, we're not privy to that information. We did not check all his pants at one time. So we are not sure. We kind of checked one section of his pants, stepped back, said no homo. And then we waited a little while before we checked the rest of it.
Maybe he just made several trips. Or maybe, like, he works, right, he's got a beater out in the parking lot. He would stuff a bunch of meat in the pants. He'd go out, put it in the trunk. He'd go back in, more meat in the pants.
Yeah.
Then go back out in the trunk. And so finally someone wised up and they saw him. They run up. They rip off because I'm just going to take a guess and saying he was wearing those Adidas snap pants. And they just rip the pants off him and there's just meat.
Why is he wearing the snap pants? I feel like that make it really easy to get caught.
Yeah, exactly. It makes for a funny story.
Oh, but it makes it easier for him to get caught, so I feel like that's a really bad idea.
Well, I mean, I don't think the guy had a good idea.
That's probably true. Maybe he, like, put meat on himself. Maybe it was like that scene in Wolf of Wall Street where she had all the money taped to her. He just taped meat to himself and then put the snap-on pants over and, like, he snapped the pants in order to put them on.
Right. It's possible.
It's possible. Unlikely, but possible. Hang on. Shit. I just got a little pop-up from Geico. Here we go.
Yeah.
The alleged beef bandit is an employee at the... Croton on Hudson A&P, from which the meat went missing. In an attempt to put the theft into perspective and maybe class the story up ever so slightly, imagine the scene from Jonathan Franzen's 2001 novel, The Corrections, where the character Chip, what's that? Steals a $78 salmon fillet from an upscale market. No matter the feelings readers might have for Franzen's fiction, the discomfort attributed to Chip in the scene as he tries to make his way out of the store is a good frame of reference in imagining the scenario.
What are they talking about?
Hang on, I'm still talking. Imagining the sheer scale of Rodriguez's real-life caper. Okay. Let me back up here a second here. Okay, there was a break in that sentence. I just kept reading it.
It doesn't matter. Like, what are they referencing?
They're referencing a novel that I believe was Oprah's Book of the Month one month.
Who gives a shit? Like,
I believe the corrections was Oprah's Book of the Month one time. Okay, I'm just saying a lot of people probably read it.
What a weird reference.
It's
not, I mean, like, who's gonna know that? It's not like they referenced, like, The Godfather or something, like, oh, it's kind of like when, you know, Sonny did this. It's like, oh, in this novel that maybe 2% of our readers read.
I mean, that's true. Side note, as I typed in the corrections, Google auto-corrected and said, you know, in a list of suggestions, it said, the correct way to poop. So,
no, well, then that tells me all I need to know about the book.
Apparently, there's also the correct way to poop possible.
Yeah.
Let's see. Reception won the National Book Award. I'm pretty sure it was Oprah's Book of the Month. I just want to find that out for sure. Ah, the novel was a selection of Oprah's Book Club in 2001.
Beautiful. All right. Well, you know what? Good for Oprah.
Here's the thing. Good for the author. Franzen caused some controversy when he publicly expressed his ambivalence as novel having been chosen by the club due to its inevitable association with the smaltzy books selected in the past. As a result, Winfrey rescinded her invitation to him to appear on the Oprah Winfrey Show.
Oh, wow. Good for him.
Yeah. You get on the show. And I know what you said. Forget about it. Yeah, no.
Schmaltzy.
Remember the time she yelled at the guy for lying in his book? His million little pieces or thousand pieces or whatever the fuck that was? That was awkward.
It was a million.
Million little pieces? Billion little pieces?
No, I don't know.
Lots of little pieces, and she yelled at him.
Yeah.
Let's see. So anyway, the guy steals the book. Or the book talks about the guy stealing the meat. No matter the feeling the reader might have, or discomfort, blah, blah, blah. Let's skip ahead here. How much grocery chain meat would it require to ring up a $1,200 tab? What kind of pants was he wearing? Possibly...
Adidas step pants.
Yeah, exactly. No matter whether the theft was premeditated or inspired by a sudden and incommensurable. Who the fuck wrote this?
Some jerk.
Fuck.
Some uppity jerk.
Fuck the bitch that wrote this. I don't mean bitch like a woman. I just mean bitch as in whoever wrote it.
Just a bitch of a person.
Yeah. Incommensurably intense desire for meat. And forget for a moment that his meat burglaring ended in failure. The attempt itself is inspiring, if only for its ambition or its stupidity. It is inconceivably stupid. What the fuck are you talking about?
I mean,
they make it seem like it's like Ocean's 11, the quest for more meat.
Yeah, it's Ocean's... Ocean's 15, the great meat caper.
Yeah. Well, it should be Ocean's 14.
Shh.
Well, no, they do Ocean's 14 still in Vegas. Or no, Ocean's 14, they probably moved to Atlantic City.
Yeah, the downsizing.
Yeah, they moved to Atlantic City. They're just like, where's the fucking diving horse in this shit?
Oh, yeah, the diving horse.
And then Ocean's 15, they're just like,
they're in Arsenic, New York.
We stole all this money from the first three movies. We broke even on the fourth movie.
We're stealing money from meat from an A&P.
Yeah, I just want some meat. That's all. I want like a nice steak. Ocean's 15: The Quest for a Good Cookout. They all go
have
in
a cookout.
All right, you steal the sausages, okay? Don't get any of those fucking turkey sausages though, okay? You fucking pussy. All right. You get some fillets, you get a nice sirloin, like a yeah, get a nice sirloin, get like a flank steak. You know, no, get a flank steak. We'll cut it up. We'll do some like some fajitas or something. Get some. And the guy's like, "You want me to get some turkey breast?" No, fuck you. All right.
I would love it if it showed them like going through the same lengths, like that they went through in the like stealing from the Bellagio.
Oh
like,
yeah,
going through the same lengths to steal meat.
Like the one guy takes his medicine and like has a fake heart attack or something, so they bring him in, and then he's just got like Oscar Mayer wiener packages stuffed in his pants, but they're just like, oh, he's dead, and then they body bag him up and bring him out.
Yeah, but then the EMTs are in on it, and
yeah, like they give him the medicine to like bring him back up, and then he just pulls like Oscar Mayer wieners out of his pants and shit, and that's all he stole.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Somebody stole some bacon for some reason. They're just like, oh no, we'll wrap the bacon around the fillets.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
The little Asian dude steals like 3 racks of ribs, and that's it.
I thought you were gonna say some Chinese sausages.
What's a Chinese sausage? It's made out of cat, right?
No, it's not good. I don't like them. Some people like them.
I've never heard of a Chinese sausage.
Yeah. They're okay.
All right. All right. But all that stuff happens. So we'll see. No matter what, for premeditated, the attempt itself is inspiring for its ambition. I don't think it is. Though not equally impressive, it should be noted that this story was told without succumbing to the seductions of double entendre. Fuck this person. There is no name attached to this, but wait. J. Lang Proctor. Fuck this guy.
Yeah.
He's reporting on meat, and he's writing it like he's fucking Hunter S. Thompson. Fuck that guy.
The 3-name piece of shit.
Well, no, one's an initial, though. He has 2 names and an initial.
Eh. Still.
I mean, he's 1 step above J.J. Walker, but still.
Yeah, I don't know if he's above anyone.
this
guy sucks.
If Franzen did not add sufficient respectability to this article, perhaps replace his character Chip with Divine in the scene John Waters' 1972 classic Pink Flamingos, where she steals a steak by slipping it up her skirt. Oh, God, I hate this guy so much.
What is with these references? You know, you want to make a stealing food in your clothes reference that people are going to get? Reference Trading Places and
yes,
Dan Aykroyd wearing the Santa suit and stealing the food and then eating it through the beard on the bus. People will get that reference.
More people will get it than this fucking shit.
God damn it.
Rodriguez will be in court again Friday, which gives him a couple days to come up with a plausible explanation for what he was doing with all that meat.
This guy should have to appear in court, too, for being such a douchebag.
Fucking A. Here's my thought, though. They never say exactly what meat he was stealing. So here's my question. So say you're stealing... Say you're stealing a thing of prosciutto. How much does a pound of prosciutto cost? It's like 15, 20 bucks.
Yeah, definitely.
You want to split the difference, say 17?
Let's say, yeah.
I don't know. I buy it by the slice. I don't always look at the pound, the per pound price.
So
I think it's 17,
yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah, let's say 17, 18 bucks.
All right. Let's say 7. We'll go with 18 bucks. Per pound. How much is one of those little packages of it, though? It's got to be at least 7 pounds, 5 or 7 pounds.
What package of it?
Yeah.
Like
maybe 10 pounds.
What do you mean, like the blocks?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like the ones that they put in the deli case to entice you to buy it.
Yeah, I don't know. You think it's 10 pounds? I would say it's close to, like, 5.
That's what I was thinking about. I don't know. I feel like... all right, hang on. Let's go with something else. Because I say, like, I get a pound of turkey. It's like $8 or $9 per pound. So let's say it's like $9 per pound. I feel like I order a pound, it doesn't take a tenth off of that. Well, let's just say it's like 10 pounds. Okay. That's only $90 though. Because I was thinking maybe he's like, I don't understand. It must have been him stealing multiple of something. Like, he must have been putting either hunks of, like, deli meat, maybe, or steaks or something in his pants, taking it out to the car, and then coming back. Because he's like, oh, I gotta go on my cigarette break. And they're like, you don't smoke. And he's like, I just took it up. Goes back to his car, puts it in a cooler, comes back, steals more.
Yeah. He must have. There's no way you fit in that much meat. I don't care what you're stealing.
Well, wait. What if he works in the meat department?
Yeah.
So before it gets cut into pieces and gets shrink-wrapped, what if he's taken it at that point?
True, but those are huge chunks. How are you fitting that in your pants?
He's wearing, like, MC Hammer parachute pants.
Maybe he's just putting it in the back, like in the ass.
This steak has been in your family for generations. And he put it in the only place he could. His ass. I guess I'll take it. This seems really weird. I don't know. It's a lot of meat and it smells really bad. No, it's fine. Don't worry about it. I don't think I should. This seems bad.
I mean, like even if it's expensive meat, it's still a lot of meat. That's a lot of prosciutto.
Well, but here's the thing: if you're doing like a whole thing, because fillets, the way they come normally, is like almost like a rack of ribs, but a little bit smaller. Because you can then cut it into each individual fillet.
Right.
So what if he takes one of those big ones and just has it down his entire leg and then just straight legs it like he's got to take a shit out of the grocery store and then puts it in the cooler and then steals another one? I mean, still. So, okay, see, he can do two at a time, but that's got to be at least a couple $100 worth of filet mignons.
Yeah, that's possible.
So, say each rack is like 200. Okay, let's be generous. Say each rack of them is $200. So, $200, he's taking two at a time, $400. I mean, he has to make three trips.
Yeah.
And it said within a 24-hour period, either what you read or what I read.
Right.
So say he shows up, he's working the night shift one time, takes him, and then works the day shift, takes him again. It's possible, I guess. It just seems like so much.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of fucking meat.
Side note, do you ever sometimes just walk around straight-legged, just to see how it is, just to see how difficult it is? It's pretty funny. Like, especially trying to go up or down stairs, or trying to get into a car.
You know what, though? I
try to get into a car without bending your knees.
It's really funny that you bring it up. I didn't do it with both legs. I did it with one leg, though, because my knee... I'm such an old fucking man. My knee, I fucked up my knee somehow. I don't know what I did. Fucked up my knee somehow. I was just like, ah, my knee really hurts today. So I kind of walked around with a little bit of a straight leg on my knee, and it was not good.
It's not conducive moving around.
It's not good.
All right, tomorrow when you get in your car, I want you to try to get in your car without bending your knees.
Both knees?
Yes, both.
Oh, Jesus.
Just do it.
That's not going to be good.
It's not easy.
Yeah, man. Oh, boy. I just want to say, also, because we're a respectable podcast, we are not going to touch upon the fact that the dad from Seventh Heaven,
oh god,
is apparently a child molester.
Did you listen to the tape?
No, I did not find the tape anywhere.
Oh. It's I can send it to you.
Yeah, I couldn't find it.
Yeah, I don't know. Should we touch on that next time or
maybe we'll talk about it more next time because
it's disturbing and I'll the recorded tape that TMZ has, I'll send that over to you. It's pretty damning. I mean, he just admits to everything, really.
That blew my mind.
Yeah.
And then somebody from Seventh Heaven died of a heart attack or something. Some broad that was in it, like, towards the end.
Yeah, I don't think it was anyone that noteworthy, though.
She wasn't. I remembered her because I had to Google search her name and Seventh Heaven to find a picture of her where I went, oh, yeah, I kind of remember that.
Yeah.
But, really weird. Also, I only bring this up because while looking for more information on the meat in the pants guy, actress Donna DeErico of Baywatch fame, who I don't recognize her name or her face, tweeted late on Tuesday, "That guy from Seventh Heaven lives right around the corner from me and just shot himself a few minutes ago." The police have the street cordoned off and aren't even letting residents in.
Whoa.
But, a cop spokesman told Radar Online, there was no shooting, he's not at the house, there was not an incident.
Oh.
So he apparently did not try to kill himself, but that is the headline going around at this moment.
Huh. Well, I wouldn't blame him if he did at this point. His life's basically over.
Oh, okay. You just texted me that audio tape. I'm gonna check that out in a minute here.
Yeah.
I don't know who Donna DeErico is. I probably, if I search her name in Baywatch, I'd probably get a hard on. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'd recognize it.
A big old hard on.
A big old rager.
Yeah.
That's what I call my big hard on. I call him a rager. Yeah. Sometimes I go, honey, I'm home. I got a rager.
You just come in grabbing yourself.
I got a rager. Fine. All right. Whatever. No, I'd never do that. But
you should.
I might. Yeah, I might now.
All right. So tomorrow you have two things to do. Get in the car without bending your knees and come home.
But
and say, honey, I got a rager.
But I don't work tomorrow.
You're going to leave the house, aren't you?
Yeah, but I might be home when she comes home.
Well, then when she walks in.
As soon as she walks in, just go, honey, I got a rager. Do I have to grab myself while I...
Yeah, just like start grabbing your junk and swiveling it around.
I got a rager.
Like pretend it's like a joystick and you're playing like a pilot game.
Pretend like it's the one in control and it's like dragging me across the room.
Yes.
I'm straight legged on the floor. trying to push myself across.
Exactly.
It's in control, honey. I can't do anything about it.
It's a ranger. See? You know what I'm saying.
Oh, boy. All right. That's it for But You're Wrong, then, I guess. I'm Keith Bodella.
I'm Greg DiNicola.
Remember, everyone, no regrets. And if you're looking at news articles and the guy makes more references than a Dennis Miller stand-up special, he's probably an asshole.
I got a rager.